This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, it's the podcast. Hope you're well. We are fine. Hey, we gave away the golden ticket this morning.
Spoiler.
Yeah, well, do you know what? You need to know. You need to be able to stick around and know that you're going to go out on a high today. Good crack.
It was unbelievable. Congratulations to Nikita. Yeah, massive win. To be honest, it was a really easy game. Really, really easy game. And I'm kind of like, yeah, fair play to her, but also it was the easiest game we've ever played.
But there were songs that we've had before and people have struggled
with. Yeah. Yeah. As he's on by Ed Sheeran has caught loads of people out recently.
You just never know.
As has Somber and Undressed, but Nikita knew her
stuff. As has Sabrina Carpenter has Espresso.
Yeah, believe it or not.
People who struggle on that song,
I'm like, why are you signing up to play?
It defeats us. But it's gone. And it's
such a worthy winner. Wait till you hear her gameplay. She was top class.
Yeah, that's exactly how you're meant to play it. But it doesn't matter anymore because we're never fucking playing that game ever again.
We also said that before.
No. It's time for it to go far away.
It's time for it to die.
As someone in Shrek we used to say, far,
I came. I was the one who like brought it to the show like originally. And
I
I'm like,
I remember when we did the
I
demo
hate it.
And we loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because we thought people would win it really often. But it's too hard. Another thing to
be aware that we know that too. You may be thinking, hey, that's a hard game. We know that. Mm-hmm. We thought it would be a little bit easier. The very first time I ever demoed that game was with Callum and he won because I made it a little bit easier. It should be easy.
Another thing, you know the way you can leave comments on Spotify now? When you get to the bit this morning or whenever you listen to this, maybe in 3 years you listen to this, still reply. And tell us, would you accept the Virgin Mary as a statue as an answer in the girly quiz? You'll see what I mean when we get to that part. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. We're back live in the morning and more podcasts to come.
Bye.
Let's go! With David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday.
God.
Now I'm of the opinion that the week is flying in. Yesterday it was dragging, now it's flying. It's great.
I don't know now. Of a Friday vibe.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I wish. Fiona is not in today. It's just myself and you. Mm. So I thought we needed a bit of a pick-me-up.
Oh.
So I've brought in some baked goods.
You taking the mick?
No. And that's how shocked she was. She nearly cursed live on radio.
What do you mean you brought in some baked?
Brought in some baked goods.
No, you didn't.
And I put them here in the studio before you even both were upstairs. I brought you chocolate and a marshmallow and a Smartie on top.
Oh my God, I couldn't be happier. David Hammond, you beautiful man.
I watched as Pippa slaved away over these for you. So you are welcome.
So just to bring this back, you got home, thank you so much, the other night. And your housemate was making, what'd you say?
Apparently they're called top hats.
Okay.
I've never heard of them as that name. I never heard of them as any name. But they are just like, you know, your typical kind of cupcake wrapper. And then you melt some chocolate in the cupcake wrapper. You put a marshmallow on top. You put some chocolate on top of the marshmallow. Then you put a Smartie on top of the chocolate.
So was Pippa inspired by your housemate Linda, who did a lot of baking the other night?
I said it to Pippa yesterday. I was like, can we make these?
Oh, I have never had these.
Oh my God, get ready.
I've had Rice Krispie ones. I've never had the marshmallow.
They are, without a doubt, the greatest invention.
They look unbelievable.
Is this really unprofessional if I just dig in and can't speak for a minute?
Let's all just jump in.
Can we just enjoy it? Like, at what time is it? It's not even...
Oh my God, it's Cadbury.
Oh. Mm. It almost tastes like Easter egg chocolate.
Mmm.
Oh my God, the smell.
It's a Cadbury bar. Mm. She just melted the Cadbury bar.
Oh.
So this is all our breakfast, yeah?
Pippa. Thank you, Pippa.
Mm. This has started the show off unbelievably.
See?
We're going to have the best show ever.
Fiona should not come in a lot more often. I'm joking. Please come back.
My.
How good is that?
Christ. The urge to curse just out of passion, purely out of passion, is almost unbearable. What a fantastic day. Love you, Dave. Love you, Pippa.
You're welcome.
Callum, sort yourself out.
How good was it?
Unbelievable.
Wasn't it?
I want 7.
Like, honestly, this is the thing. We should all go back to just doing that. Stop with the whole pies and croissants and after.
Stop trying so hard.
Exactly. Just put a marshmallow, a bit of chocolate and a Smartie.
Oh, man.
Spins on. Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are ya?
Good morning. What's going on? One Direction stars are uniting, but only two of them, and it's for a car show.
Oh, for God's sake. Okay, cool.
This is a bit kind of, I know it's a bit of an anticlimax.
It's like when S Club 2 come to your UL or your college brag week.
Louis Tomlinson and Zayn Malik. Honest, aren't out of the all of them, those are the two you wouldn't really. Do you know what I mean? Like Louis Tomlinson, nice guy.
Louis, lovely guy, wasn't he? The lad who was like setting up a telly in Glastonbury last year so everyone could watch some match. He's a good lad.
He's a good lad.
And you need him because Zayn has this persona anyway of being so quiet and shy and timid.
He's so quiet. He doesn't speak.
I wonder, but that's the thing. That's why it's fascinating. Maybe he's actually great crack and we don't know.
Oh, I would like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're teaming up for a Netflix road trip documentary.
Sorry, I'm into this. I'll be watching it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It sounds interesting. The first real reunion where they're actually working together since the One Direction split. The show, which has already started filming actually, is going to follow them as they travel across America, talking openly about their past in the band, their personal struggles and how life has changed since. And apparently the show is not meant to just be like a glossy travel show. It's meant to be more about the conversations, and especially after the whole Liam Payne situation.
I was about to say there'll probably be lovely conversation about Liam and remembering Liam, and then you'd like to think that perhaps Niall and Harry might pop up even at some point.
Yeah, loudspeaker on the phone or something.
Yeah,
like,
wouldn't that be class?
That'd it would be nice. Like Louis being like, will we ring them?
Yeah.
Harry definitely won't answer. But
no, he's too busy out rocking around Paris with Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, exactly.
But so Niall's around. He's not that much, is he?
The series is set for release in 2026 and it's going to mark 10 years since the group's breakup, making it a huge moment for fans. It is quite a huge moment. Like, 10 years is crazy.
Since they went on that hiatus.
Like, it's kind of a bizarre thing to just be like best friends or to hang out every single day and go on tour and do whatever and then just be like, see ya.
Do you remember where you were when 1D announced the breakup?
Yeah, I was at my friend Avian's house. Like, so well. Yeah.
I don't know how I don't remember.
And she used to have Spin on in her bedroom all day, every day, as 10 years ago. So I was 22. And yeah, just any time she was in her room, she'd have Spin on. And I actually, do you know, I actually heard about it on Spin 103.
Where were you?
I was on the radio in the UK at the time. I was working on a drive time show producing that. And I remember the news coming through. And
so it must have been 2015, was it?
2015, 2016. Yeah, because I came here in 2017. Like, so.
Right.
But you dropped everything on the show to talk about
this. Yeah, and it literally, like, we open up the phones and everything.
Yeah.
Like, can you believe that?
That's mental.
What band would cause that kind of chaos now if they announce the split?
There's no bands.
There is no bands. Yeah. Like,
there's no girl bands. Little Mix are done. Like, Little Mix was the last one, really. Take that.
Yeah. No. To be honest, if you told me they were already broken up, I'd be like, yeah, fair. Coldplay, maybe? Coldplay, Chris Martin went out on his own.
He kind of started to push that narrative a few years ago, didn't he? Saying we're going to do however many more albums and then we're done.
It's like, I think we've had two and years, did you, man? Ollie Alexander
went off on his own. There's actually, now that you say it, there's
not really. But I think this is going to be an interesting one, obviously 10 years after, so I think it's going to be a good watch. It'll probably be tough in some areas. I do think, Emma, you're going to love it. This is kind of right up your street.
Why? Because I'll cry?
Yeah, just like, you know, when it's like people having real conversations. I wouldn't be able to deal with this now at all.
I'd be like, oh, those poor boys.
As soon as they're not having fun, I'd be like, right, let's see what's
it's like when on Top Gear they do the serious bit sometimes and it's like, no, I just want Jeremy.
When have they ever done the serious bit on
sometimes
Top Gear?
Sometimes when they do the big road trips and then they go into like a really
Argentina. Yeah.
Why are road trips such an emotional thing anyway? I've never cried. Well, actually, that's a lie. That's a lie. Being in the car for a long time on your own.
But I was having a think of other celebrities I'd like to see do like a TV show, travel show, with Selena Gomez, Steve Martin and Martin Short. I've never seen them on Only Murders in the Building. I've never seen that show, but every time I've seen them do a press junket, it looks hilarious. It looks so fun.
Great fun.
I want to see Claire Byrne and Maura Higgins do a show where they must run a small petrol station in the Midlands of Ireland. I think that'll be quite interesting.
Sorry, I'd love the two of them together.
I want to see Cole Palmer and Jack Grealish do a show for Science Week where they learn different experiments and their task at the end of the week is to do an experiment of their own and they need to record their findings.
Sorry, these are so specific.
And explain why whatever happened in the experiment happened. I just think it'd be very funny to get Cole Palmer.
Your brain, man. You're just coming up with these like in the last few minutes.
And Niall Horan and Tom Holland, I think they should do a show where they teach me golf because one, they're both really good at golf. Two, I want to get into golf. And three, I just think we'd be best friends.
Let me be more specific. A golfing show for small men.
There was no need to be more specific. There was just no need.
Kingfisher now, this is Diamonds
Three
and Roses.
Three cool guys on the links.
You're on Spin. Gone are the days. We're big fans of that and big fans of her. Olivia Dean is the name. Man I Need on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. So many new artists around, isn't there?
I know. I feel like Olivia Dean just kind of popped out of nowhere, and I know that's probably bad to say because people are probably fans of her for years, but my God, she popped out of nowhere for me and I love her.
Hey, think about the however many hundreds and thousands of songs that are uploaded to Spotify every day. Sure, it's impossible to keep up with everybody.
Very true.
I saw this online this morning and it surprised me, to be honest. I'd like to get your thoughts. If you were ever in this situation and you married into significant wealth, maybe Pip is loaded, I don't know.
I wish.
Would you be offended if she insisted that you sign a prenup?
No. I don't understand this. I don't understand how you could be offended. If you come from nothing, people are going to want to protect their money. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because you could be a horrible person and just be there for the money. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So,
well, the reason I say this is just after coming out in the last few hours that Selena Gomez signed a prenup with Benny Blanco. She insisted on it. Obviously, they got married just last week.
Who has more money there?
Selena. Well,
because I'm like, he's...
To the internet.
We go. He's got a lot of money as well. Like, as in, you know, in this situation, if she wants to sign a prenup, he's probably like, that's grand. I'm fine for money anyway. But you have to look at, I suppose, her big thing at the moment that's built her this $1 billion company is not just her music, but Rare Beauty. She has that beauty line now that does really, really well. Like, it's $1 billion business empire.
I wonder, will we still be on the show when we learn of their divorce?
Oh, David, come on. And this is what worries me.
It's just a Hollywood couple thing. Like,
if I was to marry into wealth and he said to me before the wedding, would you be willing to sign a prenup? You obviously have to say yes. But would I be a bit sickened about it? Not that I want to rob his money, but more just like, oh, you see us breaking up then? Cool. Do you know what I mean? It's more like, it's more like that like you're just trying to be like happy ever after. It's our fairy tale. We're going to go into the sunset together. But just before we actually, you know, you walk up the aisle, just in case I go off cheating on you and want to go off with someone else, would you mind just signing that so I can take my money with me? It just kind of takes the fun out. You're like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it does. No, I agree. I think there might be little things in the contract, like you can't cheat, or if you're caught cheating or something, like you.
Null and void.
Yeah, null and void or something like that. Anyway, who's richer?
You'll be gobsmacked at this. Benny Blanco is looking at around $50 million. Yeah. Kind of a lot of money. You wouldn't turn your nose up at $50 million.
Kind of a lot of money. What's in your bank account right now?
And I'd imagine he's about to say Selena has a lot more.
Yeah, billion.
Selena is $700 million to $1.3 billion.
Oh my, there's no way to billion.
No, the makeup range. Her whole empire is worth over $1 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, mother of God.
And in fairness, from the ground up, she did it herself.
Yeah.
All of it.
The music, the makeup, the acting. She's multifaceted.
Yeah. And do you know what? Fair enough. Yeah. I would then, yes, absolutely. I'd be like, I'd totally understand even more so of someone bringing out a prenup then.
But I'm like, you've got so much money. Why do you need a prenup?
Do you know, if I don't know what it
like,
is.
If we have billions.
She doesn't have billions, she has billion.
Billion.
Oh, God, help us.
The poor thing.
Oh, fair enough, so.
She has $1 billion. If we went out to dinner, I'd still pay. I couldn't do, like, I don't care. I'd definitely sign a prenup, no problem.
Stop trying to be a saint.
I am amazing.
It's not a hen, it's not a stag, it's a hen.
Oh, we miss her. She's on a day off today and tomorrow.
Nice to hear her voice, though.
It is our Fiona. She is getting married in a few weeks' time. It's the first weekend of November, isn't it? Is that 4 weeks from now?
I don't know how long. Is it the first week of November? It's the sixth,
one,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks today.
Oh, my God. So, no wonder. She took a couple of days off with the whole, like, lads need to use up a bit of annual leave. But no doubt she's trying to, I don't know, find someone to give us food at her wedding or something.
Yeah,
she's
honestly
very disorganised with this
whole
thing.
She's probably proposing to Dwayne.
Yeah.
That girl, honestly, is the most, like, she's not prepared at all.
She's probably, like, knocking door to door this morning going, could you take a wedding on it in your venue in the next 5 weeks, maybe? But anyway, look, Fiona is great crack and she's the most relaxed bride I have ever met. And in passing, while we were chatting about her wedding on the air over the last few weeks, she's kind of just mentioned, again, honing in on how chill she is. She was like, yeah, I'm not going to have a hen. I couldn't be bothered. I don't know. I just feel like if I was getting married, it would be part probably of, like, my daily dialogue trying to get it organised. It's a massive life event and she's just kind of like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So we were like, she already talked about not going to her own Debs. I don't know why she didn't do that, but it really stuck with me and I feel like every time I see her, I'm just like, you poor little petal. I want to make sure she's okay, and I want to make sure she has a good life, and I want to make sure she has fun. So we decided, why don't we throw her a hen? But then I was like, no, how do I make that about me? Let's make it a hag, because we want it to be a hen party, obviously, to her experience a hen party for her, but I would like to experience a stag as well.
Absolutely. It's so nice. We want everyone to be able to come to this.
We'll
everyone
do a
who loves
hen
young
and a stag combined. So there's mm-hmm. going to be some, you know, the stereotypical girly stuff yeah. and some stereotypical guy stuff.
I think if you're a guy and you've ever been like, what does be going on in those hen parties now, really?
This is for you.
And one of my biggest curiosities in life is, if I get reincarnated, I'm coming back just to go on a stag. What do you dirty men
I'm coming back as a man.
Listen, this is happening next Thursday. It's today week. We want you to come to Fiona's hag do. It's going to be great crack. We need to send her off in style. She's getting married, guys, and she didn't even go to her own deb's.
And boy, are we sending her off in style. We start with a Liffey cruise thanks to Dublin Pay Cruises, hosted by Dame Stuffy.
The crack will be mighty there. We're going to get real manly, and we're going to do some axe throwing, a game of throwing in Smithfield.
Very nice. We're going to just take it easy. We're going to do some drinks and hen games into the evening.
That'll be dirty. Take it easy, hen games.
Absolutely, yeah, sure.
And we've got a party bus from Elite Limos. There's going to be karaoke. Sorry, guys. Sorry, gals. But there is. You're going to hear me caulking.
I will be singing My Chemical Romance. Okay, I don't care that it's not my night. I will be singing My Chemical Romance.
I'm going to get my best lash at Charlie XCX.
Good show. Why not? So. This is our night.
Do you know who has a gorgeous singing voice?
Who?
Did you ever hear her mumbling to herself? Fiona,
does she sing?
Yeah, if you listen closely when she's mumbling along to the songs here, I haven't called her out yet because I don't want her to stop doing it.
Interesting.
Lovely okay. singing voice.
Very nice.
Listen, do you want to come? It's a free night out. It's good crack. It's next Thursday. It's Fiona's hag. Message us the word hag in a WhatsApp now. 087 711 103. That's our number. Get in touch. Just the word hag will do for now, and we'll try and sort you with guest list for Fiona's big night next week.
This is one of those nights where you will remember for the rest of your life. You've probably been on a lot of hens or a lot of stags. This one, you're going to remember.
And this one won't be as expensive.
Exactly. We're not even going to Prague. It's going to be great.
And you'll be like, do you know your one from, you know your one from Spain who's getting married? I was at her hen.
Yeah, exactly.
Get in touch with the word hag now. We want to see you for Fiona's big hag next week. It's Em and Dave and Fiona. Em and Dave with you this morning, and I am still on a high this morning.
Oh, we need to talk about this.
Yes.
Yeah, you were a little teacher last night.
I was. I mentioned on yesterday's show that basically I've always wanted to, not that I've always wanted to be a teacher, I absolutely love this job. However, I always say if I had a chance to do life again, I've done the broadcast thing. I'm having a ball. Don't want to go anywhere. But if I could do it again, I'd love to just scratch the itch of teaching.
You would like to go and do more work for less money, yeah.
Something like that.
Isn't it funny? Like,
to inspire the next generation, David.
That's a good way of looking at it.
When Emma just said there about like coming in to do the show as a job, it doesn't really feel like a job.
Nah, I love
it's
it.
Like when singers go on tour and they say, I love my job. Like, doing a gig for me is not a job.
Yeah,
doing
yeah.
this no. show isn't a job.
No,
until you're on your
bear a crack.
It's just until you're on your 45th night of your tour and you're like, I'm exhausted. I just want to lie in bed and watch Netflix. But basically, when I was even doing my CEO and everything, it was like number one, media, or number two, teaching. And it went this way for me. But basically, as I said yesterday in the show, if reincarnation exists, I want to come back as an English, Irish, and arts teacher.
I would love that. Like, I do yeah. like the thing, but I just think, like, they work so hard and I feel like they don't get much for it.
I know what you mean.
So that's the only thing that ever kind of put me off.
Extra money, like, do you know, I know my cousin's girlfriend's
the correction of the exams.
Well, just grinds as well.
Oh yeah, grinds.
A bit of money laundering.
I'd love to be smart enough to be a teacher, yeah. to be honest with you.
Basically, last
bit of money
night,
laundering.
I had the opportunity to live out that dream for no more and no less than 3 hours. It was actually with the range of the ages of 20 to probably late 50s, I would say. It's an adult education course and it's all about radio. And I was asked to guest lecture, if you will. When I say lecture, it sounds scary, like you're in, you know, a massive
hall, guest lecture, that's
like
fair
UL.
Enough.
It's like a classroom situation in a college in town. And I went in there yesterday evening. Honestly, the amount I sweated getting ready about what to wear.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to look like a cool person, but I can't wear a tracksuit. Like, even though they're a cool tracksuit. No, but you're still blah, blah.
Were they like students younger than you or were they older than you?
Like 20 to about 50 something.
Okay, right.
Yeah, like honestly.
A range.
Like there was a kid there, a young fella, absolute like legend. He just started his full-time course elsewhere doing radio.
Mm-hmm.
He's in first year. It's October. He started last month. I said, why are you here then as well? He said, I really want this.
Right, okay, fair play.
Like really like passionate.
That's very good. Sign him up.
I know.
Want a job.
I said, you're so eager, man. Get in touch now. You won't even have to finish the course.
Yeah.
Get straight in.
They are begging for people.
So as I arrived in there last night, first thing I noticed was, and this is only their second week of the course, they don't know each other very well yet. In a big long classroom, there was 22 of them in total. They were all spread out, and it just made me really uneasy. Mm. And I was like, in my head, this is going to be my first teacher moment.
Oh, get everyone to sit together.
I was like, guys, would you mind all coming up to the front?
Oh, wow.
I was like, please, would you mind just all come up first two rows? Everyone,
you got them.
The
they were comfy. They were happy. Their yeah. seat was warm.
Yeah, they hated each other. Didn't know each other. It was evening time. They'd all had a long day. And I was like, everybody get together, okay?
Oh,
this
wow.
This reminds me of like when I went to one of Fiona's stand-up nights. Yeah. And everyone was sitting in every row but the front row. And there was yeah. people standing at the back. And they're like, come on down. Yeah. Because it's like it's the pure being picked
the scary,
on row,
yeah.
isn't it?
I was so nervous. My PowerPoint wasn't working. And I got all the slagging of that PowerPoint's hating on you, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, it sure is.
Shut up, detention,
help me, help
to,
help
detention
me.
For you.
There was a few latecomers, like significantly late, like 20 minutes, and I didn't even bat an eyelid. I was so cool. They were like, really sorry I'm late. And I was like, absolutely no problem.
Oh, cool down. Teacher.
Yeah, really cool teacher. As they were all up the front, there was a little kind of lectern stand thing I was meant to stand at. I wasn't having any of that. I got a chair and I sat with my...
Oh, God, I hate you.
I was down with them all in the front two
you
rows.
Flip the chair around and say... Yeah.
Like, like a presidential yeah. candidate. Yeah, I'm absolutely. One of the people. Yeah, I'm yeah. just like you.
We had our first challenge, first kind of activity. I was like, everybody pair up. Someone was like... I wish they said miss, but they didn't. They were like, sorry, I don't, there's not a number. I was like, just go in threes, guys. Everything, just mix it up, everybody together. I was like, quite, you've 10 minutes. And then I sauntered around the classroom being like, do you need a hand with anything?
Hands behind
any
the back.
Any thoughts on anything? Yeah, yeah. But that's a
coffee
really...
Just make sure and read the question. Yeah. Just really like, read the question.
And are you honestly comfortable bringing this to the class publicly? I'd ask every group, or would you like to keep it private? You'd like to speak. That's
oh,
brilliant.
Blah, blah, blah.
Went around the whole
oh, it's teaching
yeah.
gone woke.
It is teaching
God's
gone woke.
God's sake.
Yeah. And then every once in a while
back in my day we used to get bet.
Yeah.
We didn't.
I had my little lapel on and I kept being like, you know, little lapel microphone up to my mouth. Is everybody watching online okay? Everybody online following? Anyone got their hands up online? Because I'm wandering the classroom at the moment. I can't see the laptop.
Please put your cameras on so I can see you.
And then at about 7:45, I was like, this is going on a while. I wondered if they get a break. And I just went, lads, did you get a break? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, are you lying though? And they were like, no. And I was like, how long did you get? And they were like, someone said 20 minutes, someone said 15. And I was like, who's telling the truth? And I was like, anyway, I don't care. Go if you want to take a break. But what's fun about taking a break when they're all adults is you can go with them. So we all went out for a break.
Emma went and made friends.
But they were going to the vending machine. I was going to the vending machine. We were all going to the vending machine. We were all having the chat. And that was, then one fella was like, sorry, I used to leave about 20 minutes early. And I was like,
really? Interesting.
I was like, what for?
You did not say what for.
I was like, what for? I was having a bit of crack with him. I was like, what? Why did you actually worry?
Oh my God.
He was like, I have to drive to Athlone. I was like, fair enough.
Athlone's not going anywhere.
Yeah. I know.
It'll be there in 20 minutes.
Yeah. So two of them stayed back after class for further questions. That was really good.
Oh God.
And this morning.
Bunch of licks.
No, I love my licks. This morning, I have not one, not two, but three emails from them all.
Oh my God.
With feedback, with thoughts, with questions.
If you're listening now, which you definitely are, you lick. You're a lick.
Well, I told all of them said they'd be here first thing this morning to listen in. So don't be mean to my class, please, David. Good morning to you all. The future of radio, every last one of them.
Don't take our jobs, please.
Yeah, seriously, they were way better than us. Don't do that.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Lady Gaga and the Dead Dance. You're listening to Spin.
I love that.
It's really good, isn't
it's
it?
It's brilliant. It's from Wednesday.
Yes. Are you a fan of Wednesday?
No, but I think your one's great. Just can't remember her name.
Jenna
Ortega.
And yeah. It's filmed in Ireland, which is also very cool.
She is obsessed with Herbert Park. Every junket I've seen her do, she's talking about Herbert Park.
Really?
Yeah, she loves it. Loves it.
Very bougie over there, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, very bougie.
I drove through the middle of it last night. The road goes down through the middle of Herbert Park.
I was like, I don't think I'm meant to drive now through Herbert Park.
Right through the gate.
It's not a hen, it's not a stag, it's a hen.
Okay, Fiona's off today, probably panic preparing for a wedding, which is only 5 weeks away today. 5 weeks oh my God, she's only got 5 more weeks as a single woman. Crazy. She mentioned in passing a couple of weeks ago while discussing the kind of panic about organising the wedding that she's not having a hen do. Not even because she didn't have time to organise it, because she just felt like she wasn't arsed. Made Dave particularly sad, especially having learned more recently that she didn't go to her own Debs.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, do something. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Have a bit of a life, Fiona. so we decided to throw her a life, really. We're going to throw her a hag party, the mix between a hen and a stag party. Yeah.
Basically, we want everyone to come. So it's not just for the girls, it's not just for the guys. It's a bit of everything for everyone. And it's happening next Thursday. We want you to come and send our girl off in style. This is happening, as I say, next Thursday, totally free. You just have to win your way. So we're going to start with the Liffey Cruise. That's thanks to Dublin Bay Cruises. A lovely time of year. I'd say the sunset now at this time of year would be gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Liffey.
Very nice. Yeah. That's hosted by Dame Stuffy, which is very exciting. We're also then going to head to Smithfield. We're going axe throwing at Game of Throwing, which sounds like a serious bit of crack.
Yeah. Then standard stuff. We'll do drinks. We'll do hen games into the evening.
Okay, and then we got a party bus from Elite Limos with karaoke to ferries, all the destinations. Very cool. We asked you, did you want to be a part of it? Can we ring someone?
Yeah, let's do it. You've messaging in the last few days the word hag, and we want to develop this guest list.
I want to open this guest list, yeah.
Yeah, we do. We only have a week to go, so.
Try that person.
Message the word hag.
How are you guys?
Hiya, Molly.
Molly, we had to give you a ring. We know you were in touch the other day looking to get to Fiona's big hag do next week.
We've been getting through everyone.
Oh my God, yay.
Yeah, me and Dave are so busy trying to get through this guest list. Are you around next Thursday?
Yes, 100%.
And who would you bring with you?
Ooh, I'd bring my friend Sarah.
Good on you. Molly
does,
and
does
Sarah.
Does Sarah know the show, Molly? Does she get the vibe? Does she know what we're like? Because you know what?
Absolutely.
Sure, we're Jays, we're mental.
Sure, we're mad.
Okay, fantastic. So yourself, Molly, and Sarah are coming to Fiona's Hag.
Is there anything particular so you've heard fun that we're doing, from the Liffey Cruise to the axe throwing to the just standard drinks and hen games
to the party bus?
I'm so excited. I've never done axe throwing, so I'm going to give it a go.
Every single person, 100% of people, have said that they are looking forward to the axe throwing.
Can I say, if you're organising your own genuine hen at the moment, treat the girls to some axe throwing.
Honestly.
The girls Molly, we'll see you next Thursday. Can't wait.
See you, Molly.
Oh my God, thank you.
Bye.
1038 Dublin. Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This
is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, welcome to Thursday.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Emma and Dave with you this morning. I heard on the news there, Alex just mentioned that Snapchat will soon charge you for keeping and storing your memories.
I'm literally going through it right now to delete things I don't want. Because I'm pretty sure it's like after a certain amount of gigs or something.
The only reason, yeah, like I don't use Snapchat actively anymore, but I know my password and my login, because some of the memories that are stored there are gold, and like stuff with my granny when I used to live with her and stuff like that. We used to be messing around all the time with the filters on her face and stuff. I'd hate to lose them. But speaking of that and those kind of throwback memories, do you know the way oftentimes you either deliberately save something on Instagram or you accidentally hit save on something on Instagram?
Okay.
And I don't know about you, but I certainly, until this morning, have never, ever gone back into that folder to look at what I saved.
What do you mean?
Do you know the way sometimes when you hit on the save button on Instagram, yeah?
Yeah, it just saves to your camera roll.
No.
Yeah, you mean archiving? Because I'm
no,
so confused.
I'm talking about this little button here that you.
Oh,
you save
that button, like
yeah,
to save something as like to save it for later.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. To almost bookmark it.
Exactly. But I have never gone through that folder of stuff in the past that I have saved.
Oh, yeah.
For whatever reason, I thought they need to save it or accidentally.
There's probably loads of stuff that you've accidentally saved, yeah.
Well, wait till you hear, right? This morning I realised that there's an actual folder for your saved items, and I was like, oh, Jesus, this is a bit of a journey. Ups, downs, highs and lows. In 2023, I felt the need to save a quote that said, "Say it before you run out of time. Say it before it's too late. Say what you're feeling. Waiting is a mistake."
Notice how she didn't bring that to the show because she knew that I would slate her
at the time
for the rest of your life.
Like right now?
Yeah. The fact you ever saved that.
Yeah, I saved this on the 6th of January 2020. We weren't even in lockdown. COVID wasn't even here. There's no excuse for this kind of bewildered sense of humour. I found it funny to save, "Having a girlfriend is cool until you realise how much you have to feed them."
I honestly think I'd like to put money on the table right now. If we walk into Emma's Nolan's house, there is a sign that says "Live, Laugh, Love."
Dave, I've told you, I hate that. Never. In 2019, I felt the need to save this kind of list of kind of things or ways to live your life, saying maybe instead of "I did nothing," you were choosing to rest, taking a mental health day, nourishing yourself, doing things that matter to you, listening to your body.
You're such a Facebook man.
I hate myself.
It's amazing. Do you also love Minions?
I could honestly go through this folder and get content for this show. For
5 years later, Emma posting a photo of her kids' first day of school. Love me, little angle.
Your number one hit music station. Boys, you're listening to Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Reminder, tomorrow's the big day. Someone's going to become the winner of the most amount of money ever given away on Irish radio. We'll give you everything you need to know to win that cash machine very shortly.
First though, I was telling you during the week that over the weekend I got a new telly.
Yes.
I got it off my dad, who actually made me pay for it, which I was kind of raging about, because he got a new one. And he was like, I'll give you that one if you want to buy it. He was going to sell it off anyway. So I was like, right, fine, I'll pay for it. How could you do this to your firstborn?
It's cruel, isn't it? It's like you're getting rid of it anyway, but I know he probably would have made... Did you think he would have sold it to a stranger for more than what he... Did he give you a good deal? Like,
yeah, he gave me a very good deal. Okay, I got a 55-inch screen for €250.
Ah, here. And like, how old is it?
It's probably only like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, your dad's quite like you. You're very techie. You're into the
He's into his tech stuff as well. So he wanted a new telly. So he gave me his old one and I brought it to my rented house in Dublin. And
I'm sure they were all kissing your feet.
Well, this is the thing. I thought they would be. Mm. And I was like, I said it before. I was like, right, so what do you think? My dad's offering this for £250. What do you all think, right? I put it into the group chat.
At the moment, what kind of telly do you have?
We have like a 32-inch. It was tiny.
Right.
So I got the telly, I brought it, and I put it up. And I have a little bit of a pickle for you this morning. The number is 087-711-103. I need you to help me out with this. Because I put it into the group chat, and I said, hey, you know, if everyone's okay, two of them responded with a thumbs up, who are the people who I watch TV with the most.
You said in the group... Hey guys, am I forgetting this telly? It was £250.
Yeah.
Are we all willing to splits here?
Yeah, what do you think? If not, I can put it in my room. It's no problem.
Oh! If not, I can put it in my room. It's no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't ever experience the joy of my 55-incher. It's me and my 55-incher in
I couldn't put it into my room if I put this in my room.
Good way to phrase it, though.
But listen, I said,
if you don't want to donate...
It's no worries.
That's no worries. I'll just take it up to my room.
So anyway, two of them, the housemates that I spend most of my time with, the other two, we don't really see that often.
Yeah.
But the other two I hang out with a lot. So I live with... There's five people in the house. So me... My housemate Ben, my housemate Linda, we watch the TV most. We have all paid for the TV. And I'm curious, can I ask the other two housemates to pay for the television? Mm. Because they don't watch it as often as we do, but sometimes they might come down and they might watch an odd episode of something with us and then they're gone back to their rooms or whatever. They don't watch it as much as us. Granted, fine. But I'm like, you're part of the house.
Mm.
Is it okay to ask them to pay for it, given that we all live together? Is that now? If you're telling me you're being a mean person by doing that, or like I'm being cheap or whatever, that's absolutely fine. I will welcome that if it's coming across like that. My point of view is just like, oh, it's a house thing.
Mm.
So
I think a lot of people who rent find themselves in that situation. It's in terms of, this is something for the house. I'm going to need you to contribute. If you want to be that petty, you know, you're paying for Wi-Fi, but you're not working from home and your housemate is. I don't really need the Wi-Fi.
Keep in mind, though, we're all friends. Do you know what I mean? None of us are strangers. We're all friends. Mm. So it's not like I'm asking a stranger to just pay for a telly that I want to watch mostly.
I just know if I was the housemate who hadn't contributed, and even if it was like toy show, late toy show night,
yeah,
I'd be too terrified to turn that telly on if I hadn't
to watch the TV.
I wouldn't want to be a part of it.
That's
at all.
Kind of what I thought. I was kind of thinking I'd be so awkward if I didn't pay to sit in the sitting room.
If I was hoovering the sitting room floor and I looked up at it, I'd be like, oh Jesus,
look, you can't watch that.
I'm after looking at it. Yeah.
Do you know what, Emma? Me and you are one and the same, because I'd be the exact same. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious. Do I ask my other housemates to pay for the television, or will I just leave them off? 087-711-1038.
Maybe you've been in that position yourself when it comes to what might seem like a petty thing when you are house sharing, or when you were house sharing, because we've all been there. It's an awkward one. 087-711-1038. What would you do here? Get in touch. In the meantime, Somber. This is Back to Friends on Spin. Spin's fully charged. Noise. Zoo. Haven't heard that in ages. Love it. Summer 91 on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Asking this morning, should I ask my housemates to pay for the new TV I've got for the sitting room, or do I just leave them off? There's three of us in the house who always watch the telly, so we said we'd pay. But is it okay to ask the other two, who only sometimes watch the telly? They're not down as often as we are. Mm. Is it okay to ask them to also pay for the TV, or is that just too cheap? Also, if you tell me I'm too cheap, that's totally fair.
Yeah, fair
I'm
enough,
just
yeah.
curious what the thing is here. Because also, if this was me in this position, I would have to pay, even if I've never watched the television in my entire life. Purely because if I was to ever accidentally be down in the sitting room and look at the television,
look
I'd
the
be
direction.
Like, oh God, I have to pay for that.
Yeah, I'd be wearing earmuffs in the kitchen. Yeah. Like, can I hear the telly? No, I don't want to have anything to do with this. Aisling is there. What do you think Dave should do here?
I have been in this situation before with housemates.
Okay.
And the safest thing to do is just to own it yourself, because when you move out,
that's a good point.
Then you have the argument over who actually owns the thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. fair enough. So you don't think I should ask them to pay? The only thing is that I wouldn't have got the TV if people had been like, no, I don't want that. I don't want to pay for that. I wouldn't have got it. Do you know what I mean? I put it into the chat and I said, what do you think? Will I get the deal? And no one said anything. Everyone was like, yeah, grand, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But you think it's a tricky business when it comes to physical things in a rented situation with other people?
Always. If you're not happy to share something that you've paid for, you will end up in a situation where it's who actually owns this at the end.
Okay.
Or if it breaks, who pays for a new one? Or
that's a really
it's
good
when
point.
Someone moves out.
Okay.
They actually paid for it, so why can't they take it?
That's a very, very good point. I like it.
Thanks, Aisling.
Thanks, Aisling.
No problem.
God, have a great day. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Like I said, I would be able to cope. I would pay up. I 100% would pay up. The other side of that is as well, I feel like...
We're too anxious of people, though, to not pay up.
I've been renting since I was 19, right? And I've lived with several different situations with different people. And you learn over time that things can get... resentment can come when these things aren't discussed, right? And sometimes you get into your own head about it. Like, for example, the whole working from home thing, when that came in after COVID during the winter, I know I realise how petty and cheap I sound, but the heating's on all day.
Yeah.
Because there's people in the house all day. And I'm like, I'm not in the house all day.
That's so good.
Do you know what I mean?
That's such a good point.
So then you're like, this massive electricity bill comes and you're like, this isn't me.
You're hardly in the house.
I'm literally there in the evening. And it's obviously, you just pay up and you shut your mouth. But you're like,
that's such a good point.
Do you know what I mean?
I've never thought of it.
All these little things. Cullen was in touch on all this.
Dave, you made the decision to upgrade the TV, take your dad's old one, so it's on you.
Yeah.
Unless you discussed it with them and they kind of said, yeah, sure, do it, then fair enough, you get a contribution off them. But if you decided off your own back to do it, then unfortunately I think the cost just lies with you.
I suppose,
By the way, just so we're clear, I didn't just buy a television and bring it into the house and go, give me money. just so we're clear. Okay, no, I didn't do that. I feel like I'm not explaining correct. I did put it into the group chat and I said, what do we all think? And everyone was like, yeah, grand. I don't care.
You got like a couple of thumbs up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And when there's a telly hanging there and your dad don't want to either sell it on, you're under pressure to make a call.
Exactly,
if it's
55 inch for 250. I didn't just bring a telly and was like, give me money for it.
Guys, I've just bought a surround sound system for the rented house.
It'll be 1,000 euro each, please.
Aggie, what do you think?
Well, the two times that you've asked to pay, I would leave them off.
Okay, right, okay.
Because they're not watching the telly.
Yeah, but they sometimes do, actually. Just not as often
as
I do.
That's why you pay per view.
Yeah. I like that.
That's really smart.
That's very clever. Just stand by the sitting room door and be like, Fiver.
Revolut me. You should get your little your QR code for your Revolut and just put it in the right-hand corner of the telly. Revolut me to turn around.
I love it. I'll put the remote in a locked box.
Yes! Dead right, you should. Sorry, I'm realising how scabby I am. I'd be like, pay up, lad.
Yeah. Aggie, thank you so much.
You want to watch Fair City? You pay me. Thank you, Aggie.
Thanks, Aggie. Good luck.
No worries. It's the girly
quiz. Woo! I know. Leave it off, man.
I know.
You're right. I know. Leave it off.
Yeah.
We'll do something else.
Yeah.
Do that cinema game or something.
Listen, on the way is the girly quiz. It's Thursday. I mentioned earlier in the show, I was teaching a class last night to radio students. We need to work on our other bits, guys, because the only thing they knew about the bloody show was the girly quiz.
Class. Yeah. Deadly. Thank you.
Do you know the show? The girly quiz.
We slave away like every day making content for your silly little drive to work. Here we are, trying our best to make you laugh.
Are you the
show from the girly quiz. Yeah.
Yeah, that's us.
We
yeah.
do actually.
We do that once a week.
Loads of other stuff. Like, we actually really try, but you're your one from the girly quiz. Yeah, that's me.
That's us, yeah.
Basically, Dave is put through his paces once a week on the girly quiz, asks loads of girly questions in and out, and he's got three questions to get through and answer correctly in order to get the win of the week. He's doing far too well at the moment. You have the stats there, Colin?
Yes, it's like, you've put me on the spot.
I'm doing it for the lads.
18 wins and 15 losses.
That's just unreal.
He's got a three kind of round gap.
Yeah,
I'm like that.
Doing really, really well, guys.
He had a horribly good win
apparently
last week.
If we get to 20, they cancel the girly quiz.
That's not. Yeah. I don't know about that.
If we get to 20, we cancel Dave.
What I will say is, Fiona left two of the three questions this week.
Okay.
And she was accused of being too easy on her questions last week.
Oh no, she gone
She's
hard.
Been a real bitch.
Oh no,
they're actually horrible.
What's the point? What's the win for you?
You're moving up to honours level, honey. Okay, you're going to get the full.
I've never done honours anything in my life.
So listen, Dave really needs your help this week. These are a little bit trickier, but you, as a lady, if you are a lady listening, should have absolutely no problem answering these questions. If you'd like to be one of Dave's lifelines, his phone, a female this morning, message us the word golden. Not golden, girly. Message us the word girly in a WhatsApp right now, please. Our number is 087-711-1038. Just for coming on, get the question wrong or right, doesn't matter. You deserve a €50 Just Eat voucher, don't you? And you'll win that just for coming on this morning.
You have to come over to my house and split the Just Eat voucher with me.
I've just seen the questions this week. I would have gotten one and two.
Oh, great.
100%.
Fantastic start.
Number three, no clue.
Okay. Right.
Okay, fair enough. If you would like to be Dave's phone a female this morning, get in touch now. The word girly to win yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher. The girly quiz is on the way.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Really need you.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome, one and all, to the girly quiz. Once a week, we test our Dave on all things girly. And if you're with us last week, I was going to say go listen back if you missed it, but don't. It would make you sick. But actually make you unwell in your stomach. All
they
day.
Hate to see a confident man coming.
He smashed it last week. It was actually gross. I feel unwell every time I think about it.
Watch me do it again.
So he's going to be put through his paces big time this week. In the absence of Fiona, I will do my very best. I will not make eye contact with this man. There will be absolutely no clues by way of, really? Are you sure you don't want it? First answer, when he gets to it, eventually, I suppose we'll have to take. Now, in order to win the week, he does unfortunately have two lifelines to help him along his way. One is a Simplify option, essentially a 50-50. And the other is his phone, a female. Standing by this morning is not just Quiva, but Quiva and her sister. Hello.
Hey, Quiva.
Hi.
And Dervla as well. Quiva and Dervla, thank you so much for doing this. First of all, my question is, what is something that you both are very good at when it comes to girly things? Is it health? Is it beauty? Is it body parts, as I always like to ask? What is it?
Yeah, for me, maybe health. And Dervla, hair.
Hair. Perfect. There's always a hair question or something. Or like some sort of makeup or something. Would you both be good at that, makeup?
I think so, yeah. I think we'll be good at that.
Okay, grand.
Can I ask Dervla and Quiva, you say like your health and your hairdressing, why is that? Is one of you a hairdresser?
Yeah, I'm a hairdresser.
That's right. Dervla, is it?
That's Dervla in the background. And Quiva, what do you do? You work?
I work in admin in the HSE.
In the HSE, okay.
Okay,
perfect.
So you've heard it all. That's good. Okay.
This is good.
Yeah.
Perfect. You sound like two perfect females for this. You've got double the help this morning, Dave, which is.
This is fantastic.
A joke.
I'll use Quiva for question one and I'll use Dervla for question two.
Hang on, Dervla and Quiva. Dave will definitely be with you shortly. But for now, let's get into the girly quiz. And a reminder, if you're on the way to school and there's kids in the car and there's stuff about girls you don't want them to hear, then please keep your hand on the dial. Question number one. Dave, collagen is a popular ingredient.
Come on.
What is
off
that?
To a good start. Off to a good start. Collagen. Collagen.
What?
Okay. Come on. Give me that question. Come on. Here we go.
Collagen is a popular ingredient in many skincare products. But you can also ingest it through some foods. Stop smiling at me. Did you whiten your teeth? They look great.
Sorry.
What is one food that contains collagen?
No. Oh, no.
Delighted.
Oh, crap. I thought it was like, where does collagen, because you can put collagen in your lips to plump up your lips.
No, you can't.
Can you not?
I don't believe so.
I thought that, I learned that from white chicks.
Did you?
Yeah.
Collagen in the lips? As a lip filler?
Yeah, they were like, we got collagen. Is that not it?
We can double check that. What? Isn't it a lip
you
filler?
You can put collagen in your lips either through collagen lip injections or topical collagen products like Max Serum.
My apologies. God, the things you learn from my chicks, eh?
The things you learn from me.
That's not the question.
What would...
A food that contains collagen.
Okay. What does collagen do?
It is good for like revitalizing and plumping the skin.
Okay.
You'd find it in a lot of moisturizers, for example, you know.
Producer Callum said 10 minutes ago when he was reading these questions that he would get question one. Yeah. I'm really shocked at that because I haven't
food
a clue.
Question.
It's something weird. It's probably like a peach or something. It's, it's going to be something stupid. Like, you have to. I have no idea. I'm going to call in the cavalry and we're going to talk to most likely Caoimhe because she works in the HSE, but maybe Dervla knows as well. Caoimhe, Dervla, I'm hoping one of you know, is there any food with 30 seconds on the clock that would have collagen in it?
I think the collagen comes from like foods with protein.
Okay.
So I guess it would be chicken.
Chicken? Any eggs? Eggs, another one?
I think it comes from both of those, but okay. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, and what does the other sister think? Yeah, okay, great. So we got one really good sister, we got one kind of half on par sister. Okay, fantastic. Let's go with, if you're thinking protein, then I'm going to go with chicken.
The question being, it's a popular ingredient in many skincare products, collagen. You can also ingest it through food. What is one that contains collagen? I think a bit easy, only asking for one type of food, but hey.
Yeah! Caoimhe, Dervla, thank you so much. Well done. Well done. You have just won yourself a €50 Just Eat voucher to get all of the chicken and eggs you want. God, you're going to be so full of collagen. Yeah, listen, fair play to you. And enjoy that collagen on us.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Good luck.
Just to say, the other foods you could have mentioned there's many. You could
Is eggs
for,
on the list?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Fish, bone broth, beef, chicken, egg whites, citrus fruits, berries, garlic, cashews, etc.
I have no idea what collagen does. I thought it was for injecting in your lips. That's all I thought it was.
It's very popular in, if you actually look at most moisturisers or night creams or whatever, you'll see the collagen.
What does it do?
An ingredient. Like I said, it kind of plumps and revitalizes, that kind of a thing. Plumps the face.
All right.
All right, one for one, sadly for all of us women together, but we'll do what we can. We've two to go. Molly Malone was in the news a lot this week. She's been boarded up, hasn't she?
Boobs, final answer.
Dave, besides Molly Malone, can you name one woman that there's a statue of in Dublin? What are you laughing at? I hate the two of you. Callum, what are you doing?
I'm laughing because he's laughing.
I can't even name a man. I don't know. I never stopped to look at the statues. Molly Malone.
But you knew Molly, didn't you? Because her boobs were out.
Molly is the only one I know.
Do you need boobs to appreciate women? Is that what you're saying?
There's a Mr. Connolly somewhere, but you want a woman. Okay. Oh God, mother! I'm instantly trying to map out my way through town.
Yeah,
Dami, I'm going down O'Connell Street, and I can't. I'm sure. This is one of my answers, right? But I don't know if you're going to accept it. I think the Virgin Mary is a statue in Dublin somewhere, and you technically can't tell me I'm wrong. Because technically, that is true.
Callum?
Callum's he knows I'm right. He knows I'm right.
You can't. The Virgin
he
Mary.
He knows I'm correct.
I'm sorry now. You listening, 087-711-103. Can the Virgin Mary be accepted as a statue of a woman in Dublin when we're looking at the likes of Molly Malone? Callum?
The primary Virgin Mary statue in Dublin is Our Lady of Dublin, a historic oak figure of the Madonna and Child located in Whitefriar Street Church.
It's in a church.
It's the one there. It's the one...
It's outside.
On Georgia Street.
It's outside.
Okay, I'll tell
it's
you what.
It's a statue.
I'm looking for girls on this. Does this count or not? Listen, we'll come back to this at the end of the game, right? And we've one more question to get through. Is it historical figures only? Is it religious figures
Read
only?
Read the question again.
I said, besides Molly Malone, can you name one woman there's a statue of in Dublin?
The Virgin Mary.
Now, I'm sorry. Tell you what, get your voice. I want voice notes.
No.
Voice notes.
That's not fair.
Count.
count. Doesn't count. Voice note only. 087-711-1038. Voice notes only. Yes or no?
This is corruption.
Where's Fiona? I'm outnumbered by the men.
This is corruption.
The worst thing is Emma didn't even give any answers on this one.
I'm so stressed. Right, we move on to question three. We don't know how this is going to go. Does the Virgin Mary qualify? Question number three in the girly quiz this week, Dave. You still have your 50-50, amazingly. We know that a woman's water breaking during pregnancy usually signals that labour is starting or about to start soon.
Yeah.
What is the average amount in millilitres of fluid that releases?
No, would like that's ridiculous.
I'll take a ballpark.
I would imagine in milliliters, I don't even know what millilitres are. How many millilitres in a litre?
Like 1,000?
Is it 1,000?
1,000.
Mother of God. I would imagine how many millilitres. I'm trying to think of like TV shows where I've seen someone get like their water break.
I feel like my main way of seeing that is, you know, watching someone mop up someone's running to the hospital.
There's no way it's a litre. I think it's just a surprise and you think, whoa, there's water. I'd say it's probably not. I'd say it's probably a quarter of a litre. We're talking probably 250 millilitres. But I'm going to have to 50-50 it.
We're in 50-50 mode. We know that when a woman's water breaks during pregnancy, it usually signals that she's about to go into labour or it's about to start soon. The question being, what is the average amount of fluid that releases? Is it A? I'm so mad.
Go on. Say it.
I hate you. Is it 200 to 500 millilitres? Or is it 3,000 to 4,000 millilitres?
Can I just say that this is a great day for all men everywhere? My final answer is A, 250
millilitres. Whatever. We still need to know, revert back to question two. You got it right.
Okay.
Back to question two.
Here we go. Emma, will you just recap question two?
Just joined, consternation on the girly quiz, the question on number two, which was meant to really highlight, you know, the importance of historical women in Dublin. Question being, besides Molly Malone, can you name one woman there's a statue of in Dublin? Dave said, the Virgin Mary. The question being, does this count? Can this possibly count? I was asking for women's opinions on this specifically.
We are a Catholic country. The Virgin Mary absolutely counts.
087-711-1038 for your voice notes. Producer Callum has been doing the tally on this to see how we're fixed. Callum, what can you tell us?
And this is the tiebreaker. This is the deal breaker.
This is the one.
We are asking, will Dave win the girly quiz by accepting the Virgin Mary as a statue in Dublin of a female? It's 70-30.
Oh, 70-30.
And I can reveal...
Come on, my Catholics out there.
The consensus in Dublin is saying...
Yes.
Yes!
You absolutely have to accept that. She's a woman, she has statues, she's in Dublin. Absolute genius sense to go.
Come on!
But
let's go!
If I may say, Holy Mother of God.
Yes.
A joke.
That's her. Yes. This is great news. A fantastic day all round. Why wouldn't you?
Constance Markovich. She was absolutely amazing. She's a revolutionary figure. She was a politician. She was a socialist.
Ah, good old Constance. But was she the virgin?
That's none of your business. We've just played the girly quiz. It was already really annoying because David had the most testosterone-fueled, happy, delighted with himself win on the show last week. And basically, he had three questions ahead of him this morning. He got two correct pretty much on his own bat. And then one, we were kind of left in a bit of a weird place because the question was, apart from Molly Malone, name one other statue of a woman in Dublin. I had written down, justice for Constance Markovich. Dave said, well, the Virgin Mary. I said, I can't make a call on that. You listening, get in touch and tell us, can we accept that as an answer? I was looking for poor Constance, the poor woman. Give her credit where it's due. 100%. What did you say it was, Dave?
70-30. We've got loads of messages.
Everyone saying he won. He went and won the week. I'm so gutted.
You can't ask a fella to name a statue besides Molly Malone. Then when he names a statue besides Molly Malone, say, I don't know about that one.
Yes.
I really
I really don't want to give it to him, but out of a technicality, you have to. I don't want to, and I'm fuming. I am fuming. Like, I'm driving into work now, and I'm going to go and write a list of really hard girly quiz questions that I'm going to send in to you guys.
Thank
I don't
you.
Want him winning, so I don't want him to win.
Yeah.
He needs to put some respect on Countess Markovic's name. Not a chance. The Virgin Mary carry great.
On Just Eat.
I've got yous all on strings.
Oh, great. Oh, he's infuriated. Justice for Constance Markovic. I practiced her name so hard this morning.
Spins five word weather.
Five word weather still free.
On it. Let's go. I'm with David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how's it going?
No. That's not a weather report.
Oh, Alex, he's done it again.
That is not a weather report.
Yeah, he tries to be quite quirky. Well, I'll get the call back there. 1 second, let me get the log. So this is what he said for the weather.
Five word weather, still free.
What?
What do you mean still free? Do you know there's a storm, Alex? A very serious storm today.
This is absolutely ridiculous. I'm ringing him. I don't care.
Five word weather, still free.
If you better bloody pick up the phone. Five word weather, still free is not a weather report, Alex.
Hey. The whole thing about the five... Who's listening to the five-word weather to actually get the weather?
Oh, everybody?
Everyone!
It's a weather report. Alex, do you know there's a storm today?
There's a what? Yeah, I know there is, but it's not in Dublin yet.
Mother of God. Mother of God. Five-word weather still free. What's not free? Is it Snapchat? Are you talking about the Snapchat story?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
It's on air.
Yes. Sorry, you're live on air. Forgot to tell you that.
I am, like, in the building, you know. I could have, like, popped in.
We don't want to see you after that weather report.
Five-word weather,
yeah, no,
still
okay.
Free.
Yeah, fine.
Goodbye, Alex.
See you. Good luck.
Bring him back and ask him what the weather is.
I don't want to talk to him right now.
Callum, will you have a look there and see when the storm's hitting Dublin?
Well, I'll just come up with weather.
Yeah.
The storm is coming later. There you go.
Thank you, Callum.
Excellent. Thank you.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Lads, I've kind of been thinking lately, I'd like a new car.
You've been saying this for ages, didn't you say? Didn't we do a bit in the show before, like things in your life that you wish would just break so you could get a new one?
Literally.
And you were like, I just wish my car would break.
I think we did that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The bloody thing is still
going.
You
have going. A great car. I don't know what your problem is.
I know, I do have a great car. But this is the thing. I've been thinking that if I keep going with the car, I'll never get any money for it ever again. Do you know what I mean?
And didn't it start causing problems for
you? Like, I've put so much cash into that car. Do you know what I mean? Like, only recently I've got the... Oh, something fixed. I don't know. A clutch. I got a new clutch.
When it starts being like the clutch, you're like, damn it.
It's starting to...
You know, it's funny. My car is due an NCT at the end of this month. And I think once it gets through that, I'm like, I think it's time. We've had our fun.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
You're
getting old now.
A big scrape on the side of it that I went and got fixed. It cost me 500 quid. Like, it's mad money gone into the car.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, you know what? I'm getting sick of it now. It's 2013. It's time to sell it. So I said, right, I'll go and I'll just have a look. Mm. And I'll see what's out there. And I came across this beautiful gold Golf.
Oh, wow.
Right. Now, I drive an Opel Astra and I was like, I've always wanted a Golf. I think they're the coolest cars. And I don't think many people have them. That's a joke.
Very unique.
Everyone has them.
I need to look up what a gold's got. Like, what kind of gold are we saying?
2018 gold Golf.
Gold.
But it was absolutely gorgeous. And it was an automatic, which is what I want, right?
You're moving up five years.
I'm getting older now and I don't want to be driving in town with... going into first gear and second gear and I can't do it anymore.
Oh, it's bad for the clutch as well.
Yeah, especially because you're constantly stop starting anyway. What are your thoughts on the car?
So this is the colour of it, is it?
That's the colour of it, yeah.
It's sexy.
It's gorgeous, but Pippa did not like the colour at all.
Really? Yeah, it's a bit... No, I'm not going to say anything bad about it.
Anyway, do you think it's a bit boy racery?
It's just a bit snotty looking, isn't it, the colour?
Do you think? Mm. Interesting.
My friend used to drive a car like that, we used to call it her snot.
Anyway, so that was the gold Golf. And
I'm looking at it now. It's absolutely beautiful.
I went and I test drove it and it was just... And it was, to be honest, that was a really, really bad decision. Because I went and I was like on the way and I was like, I rang my dad and I was like, I'm going to go test drive a car. Like, I'd love the car. There's no way I can afford the car. But I was like, how do I get him down? What do I say to these people? I'm terrified of car dealers and car salesmen. They are way too good looking. They are way too suave. They are way too slick. They are way too happy. They're way too chill. They're too everything.
Oh, they buy and sell you.
They have me marked the second I walk in that door. Do you know what I mean? They know this fella... He's no money. I'm not dealing with him. Or, do you know what I mean? Anyway, whatever. They're so... I'm just intimidated
sales
by them.
People know what they're doing.
Yeah, anyway, so I went and I test drove the car. Biggest mistake of my life, I fell in love with the car.
Of course you did.
It is absolutely stunning. Mm. So while I was test driving the car...
It's so fun doing a test drive.
It is. But the guy tested my car.
Okay,
to see like if everything was all good. Mm. And then I drove the car back, the Golf back, and he said, so listen, I had a look at the car and we brought it into to the service area and I had a look at it. We can't put a price on your car. And I said, yes, she is priceless, isn't she? And he said, no, we won't be buying that car. It's too crap.
Sugar.
Now, he didn't say crap, but that's basically what he said. I think he was this close to saying the word gross.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because he was like, he started kind of going through and I was like, yeah, I suppose it is missing a bit of paint there. And yeah, I suppose the exhaust does make a noise that's too loud to be normal. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, the steering wheel is kind of like chipping away there. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, right, Brad. They wouldn't give me a price, which I've never heard of before in my entire life.
Surely, even if it's like, to be honest with you, man, it's literally 500 quid job at this point. We'll take the parts.
So they didn't even want it for scrappage. Like, they didn't even want and they didn't even want the cup holder. They didn't want anything.
Is Gordon on the cup holder?
They didn't want a thing. I was so like, and he was like, listen, if someone else, you know, wants it, I'll give you a ring. Like, just trying to get me out of the place. And I was like, yeah, of course, no problem. Anyway, thanks a million. And I got back into my red Opel Astra and I was like, you piece of crap. You couldn't just impress me for 2 seconds while he checked you out. Do you know what I mean? Like, nothing. For God's sake, you couldn't give me anything. And I had to drive this piece of crap home and I was like, this is horrendous. I'd never hated my car more. Yeah. Waving goodbye to the gold Golf. Oh, it was so depressing. So that's what I have at the moment.
Is that where you're at? There's no development? You're going to have to sleep?
I'm going to go test drive another car today and have the exact same thing happen.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to a company that like they do like guaranteed trade-ins. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
even if you had like a Hot Wheels car, they'll give you something for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's the vibe, but I don't know.
I used to drive a Renault Twingo, Dave.
Oh, I love the Twingo. Yeah.
I think I got about 200.
I think I got a lift in that Twingo before.
Oh, you,
the amount of coats
lift
in the back.
Recharged. Big day tomorrow here at Spin and for Swifties everywhere. Tomorrow is Tay Day on Spin. Her 12th studio album, The Life of a Showgirl, will be released at midnight tonight. We're buzzing for it, and all day Friday we're going to be playing Taylor hits all across the day. And at 5 p.m. Tay Day happens. There's going to be a full hour at 5. If you're hopping into the car, get Spin on for all of the hits.
What?
And it's looking at the journey she's been on.
This
and
we're is
gonna
incredible.
Showcase, I know, it's so fun. We're going to be showcasing several new tracks from the album as well. That is tomorrow. And naturally, when it comes to Taylor Swift, there's never just an album drop. There's loads of mysterious PR and kind of hints and clues as to what's going to come on the album in the lead up. And this is no different. Just after she announced the 12th album, she created a Spotify playlist herself, which is really cool. And it's called And Baby, That Show Business For You. I had a look at that playlist on Spotify this morning, and it seems to be only including in that playlist of her own songs, songs that she wrote with Max Martin and Shellback. So these writers or producers she worked with are the producers that she's working with on this new album. So that was a hint when she made her fans do all the work going, oh, these were, you know, people who were really into it would pop that, I suppose. And that quote, And Baby, That Show Business For You, also appeared multiple times. Spotify did this big activation in New York City about all this, building hype, and fans were speculating. And
building hype for the new album, is it?
Yes, exactly, sorry. So all across this kind of billboards in New York, that quote, And Baby, That Show Business For You, has people thinking that's going to be a lyric from one of the songs.
Oh, that's kind of that's kind of a cool lyric.
Mm, it is, isn't it?
So like maybe add at the end of a song, like, And Baby, That's Showbiz For You.
I don't know who she's like ringing up in Apple Music, for example, to be like, so I have this idea. Guys, my fans love Easter eggs, but they started capitalizing random letters in the lyric lines for her album Reputation.
Okay.
So if her fans are looking to Reputation, they'll random. Why are those random letters in capitals all of a sudden?
She's done things that are a lot more complicated than that.
It's just a lot of work. Yeah. Like, people are trying to live their life and get the ironing done.
But they're not, though. Like, these people who are, like, it's so into it. And so, with, like, I can't remember, clowning, is that a thing? I think that's what they call themselves, where they basically go and take something that Taylor has done and they think it means something else.
Right, okay, yeah.
And it turns out it's just, she likes capitalizing random letters.
Well,
do you
in
know
this
what I mean?
Case, when you actually go to the effort of unscrambling all those capitalized letters from the lyrics of the album Reputation on Spotify or Apple Music, they spell out this: they don't make loyalty like they used to.
Mother of God, how many titles is there?
A lot. Some other quotes doing the rounds and makes people think that they're going to be lyrics on the album. Oftentimes, it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. Another is, everybody's unbothered till they're not. And finally, this one's quite dark. You want to take a skate on the ice inside my veins?
You would never know if Taylor was angry at you. I feel like she doesn't give you a straight answer. She'll hide it somewhere.
Yeah, she will. You'll be looking around your whole life. Is
Taylor annoyed at me looking for clues? Like
Travis pulling the house apart, being like, I knew she was off me this morning. There's got to be a reason around here somewhere. She's also going to pay tribute to one of her favourite artists and an absolute legend, the late and the great George Michael. His father figure. She's not going to sample it. This is a new word I learned this morning. She's going to interpolate.
Interpolate. What's interpolate mean? I've never heard of that.
Interpolate.
I just heard okay, producer Callum say it, so I've never heard of it either.
In music, this is the act of using kind of a piece of melody and you're developing it and changing it, so it's not like a perfect sample. It's being messed with in some way. But
perfect example was this with Olivia Rodrigo and Paramore.
Okay.
She interpolated one of the tunes, never credited it. I think it was in Good For You, and then she had to credit Paramore for the interpolation.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So this
it's kind of like a sample.
Kind of like a sample, but it's building on it and taking it.
Yeah, and doing its own, your own thing with it.
Right, you know, the accusation comes so quickly of like, as soon as we heard Good For You, we were like, that's Paramore!
Yeah,
kind of a thing. So look, this is the song Father Figure from George Michael, and I was thinking, because it's called Father Figure and we have these quotes, I was thinking about what this all might mean. So just to give you an idea.
Great tune.
Really good beat there.
Yeah, if we could hear it.
I thought you meant the audio was bad. You were actually like, shut up.
I want to hear the song.
Okay.
Really good song.
Oh my God.
So I was thinking, with the lyrics that we think might be involved, if it is about being a father figure, oftentimes it doesn't feel so glamorous to be me. It could be the realisation as a dad that you're going to have to change this dirty nappy for the next couple of years. Everyone's unbothered till they're not. It could be the tantrum when Paw Patrol pauses when you're asked if you're still watching Netflix. And you want to take a skate in the ice inside my veins. This is the end, when the dad's at the end of his tether after 2 hours of ice skating training and still on the penguin. I was thinking, is she preggers?
And
it would be Taylor Swift.
But she's not married. That's impossible, right?
I suppose. I suppose that's true. She is engaged, though.
Interesting.
We'll have to wait and see the new album from Taylor tomorrow.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket. Hey, yeah,
yeah. Okay, we have been trying for months, as you know by now, to give away a holiday to Fuerteventura. I'm at a point where pregnant women are messaging me saying, please give this away.
Hold on, you find that message. I want to have a look at the weather in Fuerteventura right now. Like, is it nice? Is it looking good? It's 20 to 10, same time as here. And currently, well, tomorrow it's 19 to 28 degrees.
Oh, just beautiful.
It's actually raining at the moment. So I wouldn't go today if I was you, win it. But it's on, so Friday, 19 degrees to 28 degrees, all the way until next Saturday. It is sun. How good is that?
The person who messaged me was a girl by the name of Laura. And she said, guys, you've got me through my maternity leave. I can only thank you so much, but please, dear God, get rid of this golden ticket before my mat leave ends. And on to give this a go this morning is Nikita. What are you up to? How are you?
I'm literally just on the way into work.
Oh, very nice. What do you do?
I work in a salon.
You work in a salon? What kind of beauty salon? A hair salon?
Beauty, yeah, no hair.
Very nice. No hair. Right, fair enough.
Not my thing.
I don't do the hair. I only do the beauty. Right, fair enough, Nikita. I'd say you're well in need of a holiday, are you?
Definitely.
All right, let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
25.
And do you know how many songs are going to play?
Five.
That's it. 25 seconds on the clock. Five songs and artists you need to guess. Guess them all. You win that trip to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, Nikita, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, obviously, and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song at any point, Nikita, you just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there. And once you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense?
Perfect, yeah.
Very nice. Nikita, where are you from?
Tala.
Nikita and Tala.
Good luck, Nikita.
I remember Nikita from Tala. I remember we talked to you before, haven't we?
Yeah, I think I won
I think it's two of somebody anyway.
Oh, very good. You can't remember. You're obviously not a very memorable gig. hopefully the trip to Fuerteventura will be better. Nikita, well, first off, thank you for sticking around because I remember Nikita being on the show back in 2022.
So do I, actually.
So we appreciate you. Let's go for it. Here we go. Nikita from Tala, 25 seconds on the clock. Song one in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Stop the clock immediately. Straight up.
That took you 1 second on the dot. Exactly 1 second. I think that's the quickest answer we've ever had. 24 seconds remain, Nikita. Well done.
Unreal. Let's go for song two. Keep the pace going. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Stop the clock. Like, oh! How did you know that? That was like you knew it before it was even on the thing.
That took you a grand total of 2 seconds. You have 22 seconds on the clock for three more songs and you still have your swap, Nikita. Everyone calm down.
Here we go. Nikita, song three, and we'll be more than halfway there. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I see I'm too late. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Shake it off.
Start the clock.
Taylor Swift, Shake It Off. Song three is in the bag, and you have... You have 18 seconds on the clock, Nikita. You have only used 7 seconds on three songs. That's incredible. Well done. Now, bear in mind, as you move into song four, it's your last chance to use your swap. So use it if you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Nikita, you are playing this game exactly how it is meant to be played, and we cannot say how much we appreciate it. Let's go for song four with a swap remaining. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. You had a dream.
You wanted Somber.
Yeah. Stop the clock.
Wow. I was about to say swap, but you're actually still totally grand. You have 9 seconds, Nikita, on the clock for song five.
Oh, I can hear the heartbeats.
Oh.
We pretty much just told you a few minutes ago what was going to happen later in the golden ticket if you were listening a few minutes ago with song five.
Here we go with song five.
Can I just ask you before we go any further? When's the last time you were on holiday? Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, very nice. I rate it. I really rate it.
I was waiting for the moment of, I really need a break, lads, but you know what? That's fine.
Nikita, here we go with song five on Emma, Dave and Fiona's golden ticket to win a trip to Fuerteventura. With 9 seconds on the clock, song five plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
See ya, beautiful people.
Yay! Come on! Nikita! You have just won yourself a trip to Fuerteventura! Oh, it's all with thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Nikita, how do you feel?
I love it.
No, you're asking the wrong person. How do I feel?
How do you feel, Emma?
Oh, I feel amazing. I've never been happier to see the back of it. Nikita, what a player you are. You know that you've been around on Fully Charged in 2022. That was a walk in the park.
Well done, Nikita. Well, spot on. Who are you going to bring to Fuerteventura, Nikita?
You know what? My friend Lorna here is sitting beside me, so she'll come with me.
Yes! Did she help you out at all? Did she know some of the songs?
No, I went completely blank.
Just bear in mind what's happening here. You have 7 nights to chill out, relax. You've got your flights in there. You're staying at a gorgeous spot. We've been talking about it for ages. It's beautiful.
Yeah, all you got to do is relax, enjoy the sun, soak it all up.
Enjoy, guys. I'm so happy for you. Thank you so much for listening.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Nikita.
And thank you for being the most amazing player we've ever had on the golden ticket.
Well done, Nikita. Congratulations. Good luck.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
What a day. What a city.
Oh, lads, that was unreal. And you know what, guys? Is Fiona Frawley has just woken up and she is cursing us out in our in our group chat.
What she said?
She said, "Oh, don't say it was given away." Are you effing serious? F off. The one day she's off.
Sickener. You're on spin.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're buzzing.
Hallelujah. We've just given away the golden ticket to Nikita. We've been playing this game since February. Ian has some feedback.
So many times you have people calling in. Have you heard the game before? No. It's so frustrating. I have to say, that was the most satisfying thing ever. Woo! What a player.
Yay!
Congratulations, Nikita. She's off to Fuerteventura and we will never do that again.
See you in the morning. Have a lovely day.
Good luck. Bye.